Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, more action always with the King. Howard Eskin, on a day that is made for the King, an NFL draft will be all over it, covered tonight here at WIP, and we welcome Howard to the show. Good morning, King.
Good morning. I'm just checking the time. Okay. I just was just looking at the clock.
You're not wrong, Howard. You're not wrong.
I was teeing you up
to be able to comment on what Daniel Jeremiah said. See, there's a strategy there.
I stay in touch with him, so I know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
And I know the player. That's sort of a power move right there.
That is.
Howard.
All right, Howard, what are you thinking should be the Eagles' strategy?
I think offensive linemen, because it's stronger, it's a stronger draft for the offensive lineman. Not a guard, not a center in the first round. You know, a tackle that obviously can play guard, and they've done that before. You want an offensive lineman that can do multiple things, but the tackle, Lane Johnson, is another player that we are really going to miss. Now, that might be 2 years from now, it might be 3 years from now, but Lane is so good, but you've got to make sure that you replace that. And when you look at rookies, how many rookies play the first year, create an impact, not play, but create an impact the first year? It's a tough thing to do. So you look to build. And that's why when teams say that we're going to take the best player available, because you're always going to be able to use that player somewhere down the line. Maybe it's in year two. Maybe it's in year three. But you have two first-round draft picks on the defensive line. I want offensive line. And you could probably get a cornerback closer to 22 where it doesn't take that much to move up. The player that I think Daniel Jeremiah is talking about, they may have to go up to like 15 or 16. That takes a lot, but with all the picks they have, all those players aren't going to be able to make the team. So they have a lot of picks, so they can use them. That's what Howie Roseman does. He builds up a lot of, and I don't like the word assets, draft picks. That's what they are. They're draft picks. And he builds up a lot of them to keep them to be able to maneuver the way he does. And you can't fault him for that because, for the most part, not going to be right every time. For the most part, he's done a good job.
Are there any last-minute draft rumors swirling around at the NovaCare that we should know about, Howard?
Let me tell you something.
Super-secret rumors?
There's like when you're meeting with
Daniel Jeremiah and stuff, when you're talking with him, like, you got to hear some rumors.
It's a rumor every 3 seconds. Listen, the Phillies are in the way today. And I say that with all due respect to a good baseball team. But we could talk about this every second of every day. And we're going to be talking about it while the Phillies are playing.
Yeah.
So, is there a rumor? No, I think those are the positions. The position of offensive line and corner are the positions that the Eagles really want. Now, mm-hmm. If they get to 22 and nothing can happen, they're going to take the best player available. And that's,
you say
that's
if they get to 22, how likely is it that they trade up?
Oh, I think there's a 70% chance they trade, at least 70%.
Wow. At least 70%. Whoa.
Yes.
Book it.
Yes. I mean, that's the fun. Hey, listen, they're having fun, too.
You know,
when they're sitting in that draft room.
Well, Howie just said, I like trades. Like, he talked about it at that press conference.
Well, it's got to be fun and
he
stressful. Like,
this.
I know when I do a fantasy draft, it's fun, but it's also stressful. I mean, I'm sure this is more stress. I mean, my God, this is real.
Yeah, but it's
you're
it's
sure
stress,
that it's more
fun.
Stressful for Howie to draft
I'm
than
sure,
it is for you to draft.
I'm sure he doesn't
fantasy.
Is
it real?
I'll put
what?
I'll put it this way. I'm sure he doesn't want to make the next Jalen Reagor pick
and get flogged for years on end because he, you know.
Okay, and that was that was clearly a mistake.
Correct.
He's already made calls multiple times to all those teams ahead of them to know what they're looking for in terms of a trade, and they also know that what teams are looking for. And I think Daniel Jeremiah, and I've listened to his Zoom calls with the media, everyone that he has, because he's a really sharp guy. And I understand you know what the other teams really are looking for that are ahead of you. So you know who you have a better chance of trading with, and you know who's what teams are probably going to take what players. So I'm telling you, this is work for weeks, and they've been talking. They meet every day.
Yeah.
Every day down there. They know what they're doing. Now, are they going to make Jordan Davis has got to step up this year. But he's a first-round pick, so that's why I don't think defensive linemen. They've got two that they've used first-round picks for.
And sure. Howard, let me ask you about – so Jalen Hurts, obviously there's no player more important. Many people have been critical. You've been perhaps as critical as anybody. Do you think – that Hurts's play last season fell enough that they would consider a quarterback in rounds two or three the way they did with Cobb, the way they did with Hurts when Wentz was here, the way they did with Foles when Vic was here, or not?
No.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Not in two or three. Not in two or three. Now, if they trade up, they're only going to have one second round. I would think there's going to have to be a second round pick involved, and they think they have two of them. So, no, I don't think second or third. Could they take a quarterback somewhere deep in the draft if they see somebody? Well, that, you know, we think this guy's
got a different deal. One, two, or three, you really think the guy's got a legitimate shot to be a starter someday.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a different level.
Exactly.
All right, Howard, all the talk about wide receiver, and it's been out there, it's phony baloney, right? There's no way they take a wide receiver in the first round.
Not taken away.
Thank you.
And I have kind of heard different things that – whether it's preliminary discussions, they are thinking about a new contract for A.J. Brown, not trading A.J. Brown. They're thinking about an extension for A.J. Brown. And, again, this is what I've heard from, different teams that they're thinking, and they've already started some conversation with A.J. Brown's agent about an extension. You got to beat the system, because when his contract comes up, those wide receivers are probably going to make $30 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. So you want to – that's what Howie does. He gets it ahead. He got a great contract with Devontae Smith because he got ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. Every year it goes up. And so I don't think there's any way. I mean, almost zero chance – that A.J. Brown won't be here, and almost zero chance with the first round pick that they take a wide receiver.
And are there any chances that Patrick Surtain would be a consideration by the Eagles front office?
Well, that's a wide question. I think there's so little chance. That's not going to happen. From what I hear, that's not going to happen. All right. I mean, I just should put it that I shouldn't put anybody out there with that's a lot of money to bring in. And then you got to worry about the next year. Now, you're not going to give up draft picks for a player that might only be with you for a year. And he was just given what they picked up the option on his contract. I think there's almost no
chance
that happens.
King, we shall talk to you next week, my man. Enjoy the draft.
I do want to clarify something.
What?
And I know it became an issue about Tyrese Maxey, who, by the way, yesterday took accountability for a mistake he made. And that's what I love in a player.
Yep.
I said the other day that I believe Tyrese Maxey is the best player on this team. I didn't say he was the most talented, because there's a difference between the best player and talent. This guy plays hard for every second he's on the floor. He listens to the coach. He's a teammate as good or better than any teammate that they have on that basketball team. And I really believe he's the best player. Maybe not the most talented, but that doesn't always make a difference. Tyrese Maxey is the player of the future of this team, and he is a stone-cold stud. And
yeah, he's great. He's a great player.
I want to make that clear. And the fact that he took accountability yesterday, I was there at practice, and he took accountability for that play at the end. There's a lot of mistakes there.
Yep.
Nick Nurse should have called a timeout after the Brunson
Lowry should have called it also.
But you get before that.
I agree.
I talked to a Hall of Fame coach, I'll just say that, and he said, why didn't he take a timeout after Brunson? You get the ball at half court. Now you have the whole court to deal with to be able to inbound.
So you and Larry Brown still talk that regularly?
I didn't say
that. Come on, Kay.
No.
Hall of Fame.
Kay.
No, that's incorrect. I'll tell you what, right now, that's incorrect. Okay. I'll tell you it's incorrect. I know a lot of Hall of Fame coaches.
Jay Wright.
All right. I didn't say it. You know what? You can see the
he's not refuting the Jay Wright.
Jay Wright's a great coach.
Howard, I love you. Stay well, buddy.
All right,
there he is, the King.
Thanks,
Howard Eskin.
Right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.